y'all, and they all so gathered together there. Amen. We will God. We're going to dismiss the children and let us stand for a word of prayer. Amen. You know, these last couple of services, it's been really kind of hard to get the complete direction of Lord, for the Lord. So I think the best thing to do is pray. Amen. Because the scripture says, we will acknowledge God in all of our ways. He will direct our path. Amen. So after the children walk out as they need, quietly let us pray. Heavenly Father, Father God, we thank you on this evening. Lord, we thank you that we have a mind to serve you in the land of the living. Now, Lord God, thy word declares this, the glory of the Lord to facilitate. Lord, tonight we delight to know thy will. Father God, we delight to know the direction that you have us to go. Father God, we ask you to search every heart on this evening. Lord, search mine. Then send an answer to those searches through thy word. Now, Lord God, as we stand in thy presence, we ask you to bless us. And for this we thank you. Can we all say in Jesus' name?
Jesus.
Amen. You may be seated. Amen. Truly, we thank God this evening. The Lord's really been dealing with me about appreciating salvation. A lot of us are saved. And sometimes salvation seems like it's a social event. Amen?
Amen.
All right, don't be quiet. Sometimes salvation is more of a social event than a realization in our souls. And, you know, when you think of what it means to be saved, I don't know about you, but I can't think of burning eternally in the fire of hell. Laying fire. So when I think of salvation, amen, and I realize every day I come up short in my devotion and things I need to do for God, I realize that I owe God so much more. Amen. I owe God so much more. And I think after you've been saved for a little while, sometimes we begin to take God's goodness for granted. Amen. We expect that every day we wake up, things will be status quo as normal. And there won't be any changes, but there should be something down on the inside. Amen. All right. Okay. Let's start in Psalm 116. Amen. Psalm 116. You all have to stand. Amen. Because we're trying to get direction from God. But being saved is not a social event.
Amen.
Now, if you join the boys' club, or you join a fraternity or sorority, say you should, but some do. Amen. I'm not promoting that. But if you join a club or a group, that is a social event. That is something that you do not for God to get glorified, but that's something you do to be identified with a social program. Being saved is not a social event. Being saved is a revolutionary change that takes place on the inside.
Amen.
It is not like joining a club. Oh, we do all the things to receive the honor of men, but being saved is beyond that. Let's start off in verse 5 of Psalms 116. Amen. And let us come to grips with one thing. Every day that God keeps us is a blessing.
Amen.
Amen. Every day that we have our life, health, and strength is a blessing. Because things can change in a moment's time. Amen. I believe David, when he was fleeing from Saul, he said, I am but one step away from death. In other words, David was saying, things can change in a moment's time. And so too in all of our lives. Things can change. You know, so we need to take a different perspective when it comes to being saved. Amen. We take our loved ones for granted. Our spouses take their spouses for granted. Parents take children for granted. Children take parents for granted until they're gone. Amen. And then we live with a regret for what we should have done. Amen. And you know, I can say that. I'll confess my fault. I live with a regret every day that I didn't spend more time with my mother when she was alive. Amen. You know, for whatever reason, I can't blame it on anyone other than myself. Because that was a choice that I could have made. Amen. That's why whenever I deal with people now, I say, listen, if your parents are alive, you spend as much time as you possibly can with them. You know, a lot of times we get caught up in so much foolishness we get caught up in foolish things and we get mad on little things. And then when the times change, you try to get those things back. Well, I can tell you from experience, don't allow that to happen. Amen. Take advantage of what you have now, because things can change in a moment's time. But the psalmist said, verse 5, gracious is the Lord and righteous. Yea, our God is
merciful.
Even when we mess up, God still is merciful. Amen. Lamentation said, his mercies are new. In other words, we mess up every day. So when we start that day off, God gives us new mercy. Amen. Just think, God gives us new mercy every day. And every day we got something we hold against somebody else. Amen. Does that seem fair? Does that seem equal? Does that seem like a little inequality? God gives us so much mercy every day. And then we hold stuff against people every day. Amen. And then we say we're saved, sanctified, Holy Ghost filled, fire baptized, got Jesus on our side, and we're running. We ain't running, but we're not running for our lives. Because that's not God. The mercies that God shows us, we should reciprocate to one another. Amen. So if the Lord preserveth the simple, I was brought low, and thank God he being saved is about God making ways for us out of no way. Return unto thy rest, O my soul, for the Lord has dealt bountifully with thee. Time to get back to God. Amen. All that we've taken for granted. He didn't say, O my mind, O my body, but O my soul. Amen. For thou hast delivered my soul from death, mine eyes from tears, and my feet. In other words, God has brought me out of the mire of clay. And he set my feet upon a rock to stay. Amen. I was once down low. Amen. I was at the point of death, and all I could do was cry day and night. And my feet had well nigh slipped with God. Amen. I will walk before the Lord. I'm not in a social event. Amen. I'm not in a social status. I'm not trying to get the acclaim of man. But I will walk the Lord. Amen. Tonight, who are we walking before? Amen. Who are we worshiping? Who are we honoring? And just hold that. Let's go to Ephesians chapter 6. Amen. Now, this is, we're asking God to speak, but this is not a scripted message. Amen. This is trying to be led by the Spirit. Because the most important thing tonight, amen, for all of us, as somebody said, we should be able to say, well, with my soul. Amen. Well, my soul. Ephesians chapter 6, I believe verse 5. Let's go to verse 5. Beginning of this, Paul is dealing with Ephesians. He said some loud things in our parents and children, parents, and our responsibility to one another. He deals with one another. Mankind deals with each other. The parents and children and so forth. Then verse 5, he said, though he's talking about servants and dealing with this system that was then, the slave and master system, and also this applies to us that are saved. Amen. Because salvation, once again, is not a social event. Salvation is something that we do from the heart. So he says, servants, be obedient to them that are your masters according to the flesh with fear and trembling. But to be saved, you have to do it how? In the singleness of your heart as unto
Christ.
So when we're saved, we're not doing it for man. We're not doing it to please a man. Amen. We're not doing it to please our family. Salvation is something we do unto Christ. Not of what? We don't, being saved, once again, it's not a social event. We don't come to church so people can see that we're in church. We don't volunteer to do for God so people can see it, because if not, where I serve as a what? Man pleasers. Social events, that's man pleasers. Being saved is not about pleasing a man. Amen. It's not a social event, but it's a revolutionary change that takes place in our souls. So Paul says, don't do see what I did last week? Oh, do you know how long I prayed, how long I fasted? God said, well, you're supposed to be doing that unto me. So why are you going around proclaiming it to everybody else? You want to be a what kind of pleaser? Man pleaser, you're doing it with eye service to gain popularity with man. Our desire should be to please God. So he said, but as servants of Christ, doing the will of yourself. Yes, I did. Y'all see, y'all help me. I mess up on purpose. But that's y'all's job is to correct me. Like the Bible bold is supposed to say, well, correction. Amen. When I mess up, I don't mind correcting. But it says, doing the will of who? God. Where are you doing it from? Amen. Provide from the heart of all of the issues of life. From the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaking. So tonight, we want to do the will of God. We want to be saved from the heart. Not from the outward show of pleasing others. You know, there are some people who can say all the right things in front of people. Matter of fact, I heard a preacher, he was talking, and he was talking about saints. He said he never knew that saints could be so mean. Amen. How can you have the love of God in your heart, shared abroad by the Holy Ghost, and be mean? Amen. Y'all don't have to say it, I'm going to tell the truth anyway. Like I told y'all before, and if you stone me, the good thing about you stone me, if you stone me from where you are, I have time to duck. Amen. So you can go, I can see them coming. If I take the last song, you might hit me. But I'm going to tell you the truth anyway. Amen. Because you living right won't be on my hands. It'll be your choice. Amen. So being saved, you can't be mean. Somebody said tough love. Yeah, have tough love, but have the tough love of Christ. Christ had tough love. Yet still, when Judas the betrayer came to his face, he called him friend. How in the world are people in the church so mean? So careless and just keep to what I said, keep going. I can't get past it. Mean. How do you mean? In church, it's saved. Amen. You're supposed to be doing the will of God from the heart. Because the love of God is shut abroad in our hearts by the if you're baptized in Jesus' name and filled with the Holy Ghost, you know what I mean? They said, well, you know, the Bible said do good unto all men, especially them in the household and church. But when I got outside of the church, no. Because you're supposed to live.
Good work.
That meat is not good. Amen? Amen. Meat is not good. I don't care if they cut you off 10 times in the car. Saints don't have a old rage. Hallelujah. Somebody said, ouch. Meanness is not a part of being saved. I don't care who it is. They say, well, you know, a lot of times people, when they deal with other people's children, they are so ugly and mean. How can you be mean? And the Bible talks about children, how God dispatches an angel. You can read about it, I believe it's in Matthew chapter 18. Talk about how God dispatches an angel to watch over children. And then we can turn around and be mean. I can't be mean to anybody's child. Amen. Under any circumstance, because that's not God. Because the way I treat not only the children, but the way I treat others, I realize that God is monitoring me. You know, you all know what a monitor is? Amen. Like you want to store that camera? That camera is watching everything you do. It monitors every move you make. Amen. No matter where you go, where you have the camera, sees you because you're on display. Well, we're on display with God. He sees everything. Then, because God is God, not only does he see everything, but he also knows what you're thinking. The Bible says, the far off. So should we want to get it right? Amen. Should we want to do the will of God from the heart? Not with our service as I want to be saved from my heart. Amen. I want to do the right thing from my heart. Not so that I can get the applause of the accommodation for man, but I want to do it so God can say, well done, my good and faithful servant. Amen. So Paul goes on to say, with good will, doing service. What kind of will?
Good will.
Amen. If we don't know anything else, we will do good. As a matter of fact, I was talking to a guy the other day. He always calls me Pastor Dave. I see him all the time. So the one time he said, Pastor Dave, you talk to me all the time. He said, here's a $50 donation. I'm all right, thank you. You know, for the church, not for me. Amen. The church. He did not go in my pocket because he didn't give it to me. Amen. He gave it to the church. Well, he was saying, you know what? He said, you know your name, you know what your church name means? I said, exactly. I know what our church name means. And it means God's love. He said, God's love. I said, no, it means God's unconditional love. In other words, no matter what anyone does to agape. Who's all agape? Come on, show your hands. Put them up. No matter what they do to you, you got to be agape. Amen. We have this name to remind us of our responsibility to one another, to God, and then to everybody else. Amen. We should never develop the mindset of you got just what you deserved. Wrong. Amen. The Bible said we're supposed to pray for one another. All right, let's jump down. Y'all are going to get all funny here. Jump down to 6:18, then we come back up. We're going to go backwards. Amen. We're supposed to pray for each other. Agape, being responsible, showing goodwill, and service unto the Lord and not unto men. 6:18 says, this is what agape does. And then if you can't get it right here, just go read 1 Corinthians 13:1 to the end. And by the time you finish, most of us will say we come up short. Amen. Pray always with all prayer and supplication in the Spirit. Well, why are you praying? Why are you supplicating? Why are you asking God for help? And why are you there too with all perseverance and supplication for yourself? We're doing it for what?
All saints.
All saints. Let me ask you, if all saints, does that mean those that are just in these four walls? No. For what?
All saints.
So when we think of agape, we are praying and making supplication for
all saints.
Amen. So if we're going to pray for all saints, is it a small thing that we take time to help one another? Amen. People work and say, well, I worked all day. I don't have time to help you. Amen. Then when you get a need, you want somebody to help you after they worked all day. Right? Y'all have to say it's true, but it's true. Being saved is going beyond the outward show. It's doing goodwill from the heart. Amen. Go back up to the verse that we left off at. Praying always and watching and perseverance for all saints. But what are you saying? You got to go through some stuff. Perseverance means you got to go through some stuff. Amen. And as you persevere, as you go through it, then you glorify and honor God. Knowing that whatsoever good thing, you know, notice what Paul is not, he doesn't mention the evil or bad one time in this. All of it is about what? G-O-O-D spells. Well, if I take out the O, it spells God. We're talking about God, but we're talking about doing what? Good. Tonight, learn to do good. To do bad, we just act like the devil. To do evil, amen, we can just act like the devil. Learn to do
good.
Amen. As good, doing goodwill, as service unto, he said, knowing that whatsoever good thing any man doeth, amen, the same shall he receive, and with the Lord they respect a person. It doesn't matter whether you're bond or free, whether you're a slave or you're a servant or you're a master, you have the same thing, because the scripture said, whatsoever man soweth, that shall he also reap. Now let's take a retrospective look. What have we been sowing? Because whatever you sow is what you're going to reap. Amen. That's what the word of God says. There's no getting around it. Now let's go back to Psalms 116. Psalms 116. If we don't do anything else, we'll learn how to be saved. Not according to our own standards. Amen. Many of us have, like I told you before, when we didn't save for a long time, we saw perfecting God's word for our personal advantage. Amen. We apply where it benefits us personally. Well, the scripture said, with God, there is no respect to person. Jesus said, if he wasn't saying, what I say unto, there's no respect with God. Amen. God expects us all to be the same. He said, I believe, therefore have I spoken. He said, I was greatly afflicted. I said in my haste, all men are liars. But he said, when I think of how good God has been to me, when I think how God has made ways out of, when I think that in all of my wrong, God forgave me, when I think of how unrighteous I've been, when I consider the times that I've been so ungodly, he said, when I think about all of this, he said, what shall I render unto the Lord for all of his? Notice he didn't say God gives us problems. But what am I going to give God for all of his benefits unto me? Then he said, I will take the cup of, and that cake means I'm going to stand up. I'm going to make a stand for what is right. I'm going to rise, brother, means to raise yourself up, to lift yourself up, and to make a stand for what is right in salvation. He says, I will take the cup of salvation, and I'm going to call on the name of the Lord. And the next verse, he said, I will what? Pay my vows. Amen. God has been too good to us. For us to just keep cheating God. How can you cheat God that sees and knows everything? Amen? Malachi said, well, amen. Can you cheat God? You can't cheat God. He sees and knows everything. Amen. God even knows the secret things that no one else knows. So he said, I will pay my vows now in the... Everybody said, well, I don't have to do anything for anybody else. Yes, you do. When it comes to being saved, you're supposed to do it in the presence of the people. A lot of people think when you get saved, well, I don't have to do it for anybody because God knows. That's not what the scripture says. How can you let your light shine before all men when you don't care about doing it for them? How can you let your light shine so men can see your what kind of words? If you don't, tonight, all we talk about what kind of words? Good works. Amen. The problem with salvation, people being saved, saved people are the weakest constitution, some of the weakest constitution people in the world. When things don't go well, they always want to quit, always want to give up, always want to just, frustrated. You don't know what I'm going through. Amen. Let's go to Acts chapter 14. Hey, where's my, is my tape over there? Matt, you know what that tape is, right? All right, first eight. Acts 14:8. What I'm saying is this. Can we just get it right? Can we take the cup of salvation? That word take means make a stand for what is right. Ephesians 6:10 says, don't go there, but it says, finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord. Amen. Stop getting out of God. Stay in God so you can stay strong. That's that take the cup of We got to be strong. 14th verse 8 reads, and there sat a certain man at Lystra, impotent in his feet, being a cripple from his mother's womb, who never had walked. The same heard Paul speak, who steadfastly beholding him and perceiving that he had faith to be healed, said with a loud voice, stand upright on thy
feet.
Some of us are some lame Christians, but it's time to get some faith. And it's time to stand up.
Amen.
Take the cup of salvation. Stop allowing your circumstances to keep beating you up and pounding you around. Stand up. And he leaped and walked. And when the people saw the Paul and God, they lifted up their voices, saying in the speech of Lycaonia, the gods have come down to us in the likeness of men. And they called Barnabas Jupiter and Paul Mercurius, because he was the chief speaker. Then the priests of Jupiter, which was before their city, brought oxen and garlands unto the gates, and would have done sacrifice with the people. Which when the apostle Paul, Barnabas and Paul heard of, they rent their clothes, ran in among the people, crying out, and saying, sirs, why do these things? We also are men of like passion with you, and preach unto you that ye should turn from those. Vanity is the things that are empty. They have no true value. He said, turn from those. Tonight in the church, we need to turn from some things that we've invested in that are so empty. They are so unfulfilling. He said, turn from these vanities unto the God. God is alive, which made heaven and earth and the sea and all things that are therein, who in time past suffered all nations to walk in their own. But when you get saved, you got to get out of. Hello? You got to get out of your own ways. It's time to walk in God's ways. Nevertheless, he knew not himself without witness, and that he did. He did what? And gave us rain from heaven and fruitful seasons, filling our hearts with food and gladness. And with these things, cares became in the people. Go to the next verse. And there came thither certain Jews from Antioch and Iconium, who persuaded the people, and having stoned Paul, wait. Didn't Paul just perform a great miracle? Amen. Didn't they want to honor them as God? It's amazing how people can turn people against you in a heartbeat. But you gotta be strong. You gotta make a stand. You cannot be deterred from your purpose in God because of people. Amen. So now, most of us could think this. Amen. It said, having stoned Paul, drew him out of the city, supposing he had been dead. Amen. And when they stone you, these little beast stones. When they stoned them, they literally stoned them till the stone was a heap on top of them. So they assumed that Paul was dead. And then if you read 2 Corinthians chapter 12, Paul said, I know a man who was called up to the third heaven. Amen. But you know what? Even though he got there, God said, okay, Paul, you got to go back. You're not finished yet. Amen. But Paul was strong. Paul was strong in the Lord. Get strong in God. Amen. Don't Paul went through physical persecution. Most of us can't even take a little verbal persecution. Somebody said a thing, wrong thing, and looked the wrong way. Most of us are running out the door. Be strong in the Lord. Take the cup of salvation. Make a stand for God. And when he had preached the gospel to that city and taught many, they returned again to Lystra and Iconium and Antioch. And through all of his beatings, through all of that harassment, Paul still was working for God. Paul refused to be deterred. Paul refused to be swayed by everything that he had gone through because he was being strong. We need as saints to get strong. Amen. When something happens out of nowhere, we can't figure it out, say, I'm still making a stand for God. After being stoned, after them considering him dead, he goes and preaches. Now he turns around, confirming the souls of the followers of Christ, and exhorting them to continue. Most people today, when things don't go right, always want to quit. When I was in school, they used to teach us this little thing. They all call it a little thing. Well, you know, now sound so I can say thing. Well, a little thing that we used to say, a little cliche is, quitters never win. And winners, Paul refused to quit. How many of us are being beat up mentally, not physically, mentally, and on the verge of quitting? Amen. We need to be strong in the Lord. So Paul said, you need to continue in the faith. Amen. Don't be swayed by what's happening around you. Why? Because we must through much trouble enter into the kingdom of God. Now let's go to Psalms 42. I'm going to have a couple more scriptures to go over for tonight. But in essence, we want to be good and we want to be strong. Amen. The Psalms say, God doesn't want, and God doesn't need, no coward soldiers. We need to be strong. We need to be able to make a stand. We need to take, once again, that word take means to make a stand for God. We need to take the cup of salvation and call the name of the Lord. Amen. Stop being beat up by your circumstances, by trials. Be strong in the Lord. Psalms 42 verse 1 said, as the hart panteth after the water brooks, so panteth my soul after thee. Amen. He said, you ever watch those pictures that come on TV and when the desert's over in Africa, and all of a sudden when the rainy season comes, you see herds of animals going to the waters. Amen. Because they've been through a dry season. Well, the scripture is saying when the heart is going through a dry season, he's panting after water. Amen. He's desiring to get some water. The psalmist says, so panteth my soul after thee, oh. Some of us have been through a dry season. And it's time to reach out and call on God. It's time to call on God like the heart panting after the water brook. And many believe this was a time when Absalom, David's son, was trying to kill him to take the throne. And David was fleeing from Absalom. So he goes on by saying, my soul thirsted for. Tonight, how many of us are really hungry for God? Amen. How many of us are really feeling after God? Amen. Jesus said, if we hunger and thirst after righteousness, we shall be filled. How many of us are really hungering or thirsting for God? Father, what kind of God? The living God. When shall I come? This is when David was fleeing from Absalom. Lord, when will I be able to come back to the house of God? When am I be able to come before your presence? Remember, in all of David's wrong, even when he had sinned with Bathsheba and Uriah, he said, Lord, don't cast me away from your presence, and take not your Holy Spirit. Tonight, we need to treasure God's presence. Amen. We need to treasure every opportunity that we have when we come to church, because when we come to church, in his presence is a what? Fullness of joy. And then his right hand there, pleasure of Lord. He said, when shall I come and appear before God? My tears have been my meat. They will say, and all I do is cry day and night. I've been going through some stuff. Amen. Lord, I want to see your face. And all I can do, my food has been nothing more than my tears day and night. He was going through something. Amen. Some of us may be going through something, but we should still want to come before his presence. We should desire to be before God. He said, my tears have been my food day and night while they continually say unto me, where is thy God? Amen. You know how people say, well, you've been saying, you talking all this Holy Ghost and salvation stuff. Where is your God? Hold on. Be strong. Come on. Hold on. And these are the words of the Lord. David said, I can remember you from the low time, and I can remember you from the high time. This is his word on me, all right? So I'm helping you all see the picture, amen? He said, I remember you even on the other side of the Jordan. Then I remember when you took us up so high, and then you brought us down so low. But what was David doing? He was trying to encourage himself. Amen. He said, deep calleth unto deep at the noise of thy water spouts. All thy waves and thy billows are going over me. In other words, David said, I feel like I'm in a storm. And every time one wave of trouble hit me, another is right behind me. To the point that they water will over my head. Problems on top of problems. Does that sound like anybody tonight? Yes, it does. You know, God would say his message that applies to at least one person. If it don't apply to you, Lord, I'll take it down. Amen. Every time I think I'm free on one side, I got trouble on that side. I think standing is over here. So Paul said, we're troubled on every side. Thank God we're not in despair. We believe God. Amen. In closing, let's go to 1 Samuel chapter 30. 1 Samuel chapter 30. David got to the point where he said, so what is wrong with you? What are you acting like? How are you doing all this murmuring and complaining from the inside? God knows our thoughts. The Bible says the word of God is what? Quick, and it is powerful. Amen. It goes on to the divine soul and spirit, joint and marrow. It is a discerner of the thoughts and the God knows how we are murmuring and complaining in ourselves. Amen. His word is a discerner of the thoughts and the intents of our hearts. Let's start in verse 1 of 1 Samuel chapter 30. This is when David had gone to fight with the Philistines, and he was going to fight against Saul. And the Philistines said, no, what better way would they for David to get back in good with Saul than to turn on us in the middle of the battle? So they said, okay, David, you've been faithful, you've been good. He said, but we don't want you to fight. He said, you go back home. All right, so David and his men are going back home discouraged. They couldn't fight, but at least they're happy they're going back home to their loved ones and family. Amen? So verse 1 says, and it came to pass when David and his men were come to Ziklag on the third day that the Amalekites had invaded the south, and Ziklag and burned it with fire, and had taken the women captive that were therein. They slew not any, either small or great, but carried them away and went on their way. So they went and destroyed the whole city of David, burned it with fire, and then took all of their loved ones captive. Amen. So just imagine, you're going home excited, and you get home and the house is burned down, and the family is gone. Right? Most of us would just lost our minds. Amen. He says, so David and his men came to the city, and behold, it was burned with fire, and their wives and their sons and their daughters were taken captive. Then David and the people that were with him lifted up their voices and wept until they had no more power. They were, David and his men were going through something. Amen. They were so distressed until they wept until they had no more power to weep. You know, that might be some of us tonight. We might be going through some stuff. Amen. We can't see answers. We don't see how the end is going to turn out. We're distressed, and some of us, as the psalmist said, our tears have been our food day and night. Amen. Every time I thought it would get better, it turned around and got worse. When David and his men, the Bible said, cried till they had no more power to weep. That's a whole lot of crying, wouldn't you think? Amen. And David's two wives were taken captive, Ahinoam, the Jezreelite, and Abigail, the wife of Nabal the Carmelite. And David was greatly distressed. Amen. We might be in trouble, but don't be in distress. Because there is hope in God. In the book of Lamentations, we get to it the other day, it is good for a man to wait for the salvation of the Lord. It's good to wait for the salvation of the Lord. It's good to hope and to wait for the salvation of the Lord. For David was greatly distressed, for the people spake of their leader, their captain. Amen. Just because, now, this is not meant to anybody, but to me first, all right? Just because you're in a position, you can't be no coward when stuff starts going wrong. David was the leader, but they spake of stoning their godly leader. Amen? Things happen sometimes that we can't control. God don't want, God don't need, no coward soldiers. Amen? We have to learn to be strong. They spake of stoning him because the soul of all the people was grieved. Amen. The very one that they've counted on for leadership. The one that they attached to. David didn't go get them. They sought out David. And because things did not go like they thought they should, we expected it would be this way. They got mad at the leader. Amen. If any of us are leaders tonight, whether you're in the church or in God's position, people are going to get mad at you sometimes. Hello?
Yeah.
All right, come on. Y'all ride the boat with me. Don't leave me by myself. Yes, people are going to get mad at you sometimes. They're going to get distressed at you. They're going to be greedy with you. Don't be no coward. Be strong in the Lord. So they spake of grief and every man for his son and for his daughters, but David. Amen. Put your name in there. In your distresses. Amen. In all your problems. But me.
Amen.
But me. Get off of that pity party. Get strong. Start fighting back. Amen. The devil is just, you ever seen anybody with those punching bags? You just beat it to death this way, that way. A lot of us have been a punching bag for the devil. He just beat us up. We don't ever fight back. It's time to be strong. Amen. It's time to go on the offense and stop being on the defense. He said, but David encouraged himself. The Lord is God. Tonight, let's get strong in God. Amen. Let's depend on God. Go to the next verse, keep on. And David, when he got there, after he encouraged himself, he did the godly thing. He prayed. A lot of us encourage ourselves and then we go through what we've been doing before. And even Einstein, though he was not spiritual, knew that you cannot continue to do the things well the same way and expect. He called that insanity. Amen. Don't go back to what caused you to vomit. Don't go back to wallowing in the mire. God has cleaned you up. God has given you a fresh start. You're going back to the same thing that made you sick. Amen. So it says, David said to Abiathar, father priest, Ahimelech's son, I pray thee, bring me hither the ephod. And Abiathar brought thither the ephod to David. And David, that's what we need to do as we stand tonight. We need to stop allowing things to beat us up and knock us around. But it's time to inquire of God. It's time to make a stand. It's time to do the good will of God from our hearts. Amen. Tonight, once we leave, we all have problems, and Paul already said we shall through much tribulation enter into the kingdom of God. It's time to make a stand. Whose side are you on? Are you on the Lord's giving in to every little thing that happens. Talk is cheap. People are going to talk about you until you die. So it's simple. Even when you do good, people are going to talk about you. Purpose in your heart and your mind to make a strong stand for God. It's time to be strong in the Lord and in the power of God.